Hi, my name is Christoph Bales. One of the things I do in LLVM is I'm a member of the LLVM security group. And I realize that I don't think there has been a lot of publication or sharing of exactly what the security group does. And so I thought, hey, let's see if there's anything interesting to say about the LLVM security group. So what's the purpose of the security group? It's there to make sure that when there are security issues that get discovered, there is a way to responsibly disclose them. So that means when there is a need to take action before the issue should be fully publicly known, the security group enables that. Its purpose is not to try and do everything related to security. So everything that can be done fully public in the open probably should be done elsewhere. A little bit of history. The idea of setting up a security group was done in the late 2019. It took about a year and a bit. The group was up and running by 2021. And now, 3 years later, we've been operating for, 3 years. Who can be on the group? There's a page on the LLVM.org website, which I'm sure the URL will show up on some later slide. But it does describe that it can be individual contributors, security researchers, and representatives from vendor contacts. And here, vendor means typically people who pick LLVM, build it, and release it, something along those lines. Currently, there's about 20 members, and the far majority are vendor contacts. So how to report a security issue? So far, we've been using the Chromium bug tracker, which seems a bit odd, but it was, at the time, 3 years ago, the easiest way to get the security group going, because that's a tracker that has features to make sure that you can report issues in confidence. We are planning to move to something different, most likely something that's integrated in GitHub, given that most of the other project infrastructure is now in GitHub. So what kind of reports have we received over the past 3 years? In total, we've received about 47 reports. And in the next couple of slides, I'll go into a bit more detail. This is a sunburst diagram. Hopefully, it will be clear what this kind of represents in the next couple of